Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And we're back again this week. This is your host, Brian Kelly, the points guy. And earlier this week, you heard from Hawaiian Airlines CEO Peter Ingram on the airline's 90-year history.
Hawaiian has had fantastic times in its 90-year history.
Their fleet and plans for 2020.
We are maintaining a modern fleet with the most fuel-efficient airplanes that are available.
Today, I'm sitting down with Nick Ewan, TPG's special projects editor. That's a fancy word of saying he's a super points expert and head of our points labs, to get into the more tactical details of earning and redeeming with Hawaiian Airlines. Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Brian.
So I just had the opportunity to interview Hawaiian Airlines CEO Peter Ingram. He's got a really great story and, you know, it makes you feel warm and fuzzy about the airline, especially since they're celebrating their 90th birthday this week. But with you, I want to talk about tactically, you know, how do you use Hawaiian Airlines miles? How do you earn them? Because their product is pretty good these days, but it's not so easy to redeem, especially in business class. So let's get into the fundamentals. What are your overall thoughts on the Hawaiian Airlines loyalty program?
Well, generally speaking, you know, Hawaiian Airlines, since they don't belong to one of the major alliances, they have struck individual partnerships with select carriers. And unfortunately, when you compare them to the likes of, say, an Alaska Airlines, there isn't a ton of value to be had there. They did just go through an award chart adjustment where they shifted not directly to dynamic award pricing, but they now have up to 8 different tiers of awards. So 8 different prices that you could find on economy tickets and some pretty high award rates. So there is some value to be had, but it's really important to compare the number of miles you'd need for an award ticket with the actual cash price to make sure it's a decent redemption.
And if you want to, say you have some Hawaiian miles, how do you top up your account to transfer into, like what programs transfer into Hawaiian?
So you can transfer them from American Express membership rewards. That's probably the best option because they have actually run transfer bonuses in the past. In fact, just earlier this year, September and October, they had a 25% bonus offer there. If you're sitting on a lot of Marriott Bonvoy points, you can also transfer those. That's a traditional 3-to-1 ratio. And then you get 5,000 miles extra for every 60,000 points that you transfer. So those are the two options that you have to kind of top up your Hawaiian account.
And I think it is important to note that Marriott transfers can take a while. And what they have, I think 180,000 points a day cap, which sounds like a lot, but you know, when you're only getting 20,000 for 60,000 points, that's not a whole lot of points. It's 75,000 Hawaiian miles, if I'm doing the math correctly.
Yeah.
With the bonus.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, and when you look at some of their award rates, I mean, a one-way first-class ticket from the west coast of the United States to Hawaii frequently comes in at 80,000 miles. There is a lower tier of 40,000 miles, but more often than not, it's that 80,000 miles. So, yeah, definitely something you want to take a look at the pricing before you commit to a transfer.
I mean, how much are those tickets? How much is a one-way first-class ticket from LA to Honolulu on their A330, like on an average price, would you say? Like, is it worth it to use those $80,000 for that, or are you not really getting much more than 1 cent per point?
You generally wouldn't be getting a whole lot more than 1 cent per point, you know, especially if I was looking at the difference between transferring my Amex points. I get such value out of Amex points through other transfer partners like British Airways Avios or Air Canada Aeroplan. So if you can find an award at 40,000 miles for first class, absolutely positively jump on it. Those are quite rare. For 80,000 miles, you definitely would want to look at the paid ticket, even if it is, you know, a couple thousand dollars, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 for that ticket. You know, that's a lot of miles to use, you know, for what is really from the West Coast is a relatively short flight.
And how is award availability from their New York to Honolulu competes, you know, JFK Honolulu competes directly with United's Newark to Honolulu on a 767, although Hawaiian's product is way better than the United 767, in my opinion.
Well, on the one hand, the nice thing is that having these additional tiers of awards is that oftentimes you can find award availability. It's just similar to Delta in that it's frequently not really affordable. So if you're talking about that low level 40,000 mile ticket, that's going to be relatively scarce. From the East Coast, if you're talking about JFK or the flight from Boston that they launched recently, the next tier amount for a one-way first class ticket is 130,000 Hawaiian miles. So that can really take a lot of your points away if you're transferring from Marriott or from Amex.
And if you are going to pay for a ticket, does it make sense, you know, say you're going to bite the bullet, book a family of four in first class, spending $5,000, does it make sense to bank Hawaiian miles to Hawaiian's program? We value their points at what, 0.9 cents a point? Or should you bank those points to partners like Korean or Virgin or even JetBlue?
Yeah, I would personally recommend not banking them to Hawaiian. The two on the list that I personally really like would be Virgin Atlantic's Flying Club or the JetBlue True Blue program. Virgin Atlantic has some really great partner redemptions. JetBlue is revenue-based but flies all over the U.S., so it's a relatively simple program to at least get, you know, kind of mid-level value out of. I personally would rather have points sitting in one of those accounts than Hawaiian miles that might potentially not get used just because their award charts aren't truly that valuable.
And so you're a points nerd. So it's kind of interesting. Hawaiian and Virgin both transfer from Amex. Is there any reason why someone would want to transfer to Hawaiian to book a Virgin award? Like, could you avoid huge taxes and fees? Or is there better routing rules with Hawaiian? So really, are there any juicy nuggets in there with the Hawaiian program that people might be overlooking?
So unfortunately, not really, because they have the kind of double whammy of the high taxes and fees, but then also high award rates. And the fact that you're restricted with most, if you're talking about redeeming Hawaiian miles on partners, most of them force you to book round trips. So you would have to book a round trip award on Virgin Atlantic. You would have to book a round trip award on Virgin Australia.
Oh, I hate that. My travel's so fickle all the time. I hate when airlines make you do a round trip. It totally takes spice is the flavor of life. I love to mix and match. And, you know, especially if you're only taking one trip a year, I mean, why fly the same airline? There's so many cool choices out there. So that is a bummer. So basically put, Hawaiian's program is average to potentially below average in terms of miles. There's no huge ways to maximize those points, is there?
Not really. The one that I'm somewhat intrigued by is their somewhat recent partnership with Japan Airlines. So you could actually start redeeming Hawaiian miles on Japan Airlines flights starting, this started October 1st of 2018. Again, the award rates aren't fantastic, but the nice thing is that Japan Airlines is the one partner that does allow one-way award tickets. So that the
Do they allow you to do a New York to Tokyo one-way Japan Airlines first class award?
So they don't allow first class. It's only up through business class.
Of course,
there's always a little program kicker there. But
I'm starting to get excited here, Nick, and you just like threw a bucket of water on me.
I know. That's what I do, unfortunately. I'm the reality check.
So let's talk business class. You know, JAL, Sky Suites, you know, Apex Suites are a really good business class product. What's that going to run me, Hawaiian miles, if there's availability on, say, a New York to Tokyo?
Yeah, so from North America to Japan, a one-way award ticket is going to be 90,000 Hawaiian miles. So not great, not, you know, the horrific rates that we sometimes see through some of the more dynamic currencies. The thing that I like about this, though, when you think about oftentimes one of the best ways to redeem for flights on Japan Airlines is through Alaska. Alaska restricts you from redeeming miles in certain regions. So, for example, you can't fly Japan Airlines between, say, Japan and Europe, but you can redeem Hawaiian miles to fly Japan Airlines between Japan and Europe. So there is an opportunity potentially there if you are looking to redeem your miles on Japan Airlines, but it's a region where you can't do so through Alaska. You know, Hawaiian does potentially provide you with some additional opportunities there. And they also do include if you actually look at the region definitions, they do include their Australian destinations as part of Asia too. So you could fly between Hawaii and Australia, you know, through Tokyo if you were, you know, trying to route that way. Again, that's not going to be a mainstream route that a lot of readers are going to be, you know, looking at, but at least you have the flexibility of booking one way or round trip.
Well, that's really interesting. Let's talk about that. I mean, does Hawaiian allow you, if I want to fly JAL to Tokyo, New York, Tokyo, can I stop over and then continue 4 days later from Tokyo to Sydney on the same award?
So with Hawaiian Airlines, unfortunately, no. They don't publish a band that's specifically between North America and Australia via Tokyo. So you would have to
Honolulu, Hawaii is not a part of North America?
They separate Hawaii and North America. Unfortunately, some airlines treat them as the same.
What the heck? Others, I mean, Hawaiian Airlines, you are a part of the United States of America. This is North America. I feel insulted on behalf of the people of Hawaii that, you know, the airline would not include them in North America.
Yeah, there you go.
Am I overreacting here?
I don't think so.
Am I creating a situation now?
But here's one of the, you know, one of the options that you have if you did want to fly Hawaiian Airlines from the U.S. to Hawaii. Say, you know, Korean is one of the airlines that frequently treats Hawaii as part of the U.S. when it comes to award routing rules. So a round trip economy award ticket on Hawaiian Airlines, again, if you can find availability at that lowest level, is only going to be 30,000 miles. And if you can find it first class, it's only going to be 60,000 miles. So that's
from where to where?
From the U.S. to Hawaii. So
if you have Korean miles, which, you know, they used to transfer from Chase, it was only 60,000 to do New York to Honolulu, for example, is what you're saying, if there was Saver space?
Yes, exactly. But you would have to book through Korean as opposed to using Hawaiian miles. So if you're looking to
fly, Marriott does transfer to Korean, correct, at the same ratio?
Yep, the 3-to-1 ratio with the same 5,000 mile bonus. But again, the big issue there is going to be finding that low level award availability. And look, Hawaiian realizes that they have a pretty top notch product, you know, that offers differentiation. They fly from a lot of airports that others don't necessarily operate from. So, you know, they have really limited award availability. They want you to simply pay for their tickets, not just in business class or in first class, but
how
in economy
dare an
as
airline
well.
To make us want to pay for our tickets. I mean,
I know,
how
right?
Rude.
Don't they know that we're the points guy?
I know. I should have brought this up to him. No. So, okay, they've got a couple decent partners, Korean, Virgin Atlantic. Can you redeem any of them online? Like, what's the process to actually book, you know, check for availability and book one of these awards?
Yeah, so if you're redeeming Hawaiian miles on any of their partner airlines, you do need to call. The only flights that can be booked online are Hawaiian-operated flights. My recommendation would be to use another airline search engine first. So for Japan Airlines, you could use Alaska's website. You could use British Airways Executive Club, that search engine. For Virgin Atlantic, use their own Flying Club website to find the award availability, and then call and feed the specific flights that you actually found to the Hawaiian agent, and they should be able to pull those up. Again, you're looking for those saver level tickets, so I'd recommend starting at one of the actual carrier sites or another partner site, and then you'd have to call Hawaiian, again, if you're looking to redeem Hawaiian miles for those tickets.
All right, so how do the Hawaiian Airlines co-brand cards work? I actually went to Hawaii when we launched the Barclay card, now Barclays Hawaiian Airlines card. I know they made some changes this year. I haven't been paying close attention, but you're the expert. What are the Hawaiian cards? You know, do they stack up against the other airline co-brands?
Really, the big thing with the Hawaiian card are some of the perks that you get. So you'll earn, you know, 3x miles on Hawaiian purchases. You get a free check bag, $100 companion discount every time you renew your card. So to me, I view it very similarly to some of the other airline co-brands in that it's best for some of the perks. It's not a card that I would necessarily use as an everyday spend card. The biggest limitation of it is the fact that when you compare it to a Delta American Express card or a Citi Advantage card or a United card from Chase, Hawaiian's route network is so much more limited that it's going to be harder to get the same amount of value out of it unless you're someone who is flying Hawaiian Airlines multiple times a year. So it's best for those in-flight perks, but certainly not something I would spend a lot of money on.
But the perks, so a companion discount of $100, this isn't a companion ticket for $100 like on the Delta cards. So it's just a $100 discount, or is there anything I'm missing? Are there any actual amazing perks on it? Like, that can get you, you know, many times the annual fee and value?
There's not really anything like that companion ticket that comes with the Alaska Visa or with the Delta card. You know, again, the free check bag can be nice. And of course, if you're a new cardholder, you know, you get a nice little pop of miles from the signup bonus. But again, it's geared specifically for those who are the real frequent flyers of Hawaiian as a carrier.
Well, I guess the current bonus is 60,000 miles after you spend 2,000 in the first 90 days. So we value that at about $540. I mean, if you're buying Hawaiian tickets and getting 3X, you could be getting 5X if you use an Amex Platinum. But I guess the bags, if you're checking them and getting charged, and the $100 companion, you know, for people who fly Hawaiian, that probably evens out. You're definitely coming out ahead with the sign-up bonus, but there are plenty of other cards that give you way more perks and earning power. You know, Hawaiian has definitely updated their in-flight product, but I think their loyalty program and credit cards need a little bit of help. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, I certainly would. I personally would much prefer to collect transferable points. You know, those are the ones that I get the most value from, you know, so I certainly wouldn't want to spend an application spot, especially when you look at how issuers are really tightening up their restrictions on opening multiple cards in a calendar year or in a 24-month time period, you know, without a significant update to the Hawaiian program. This card would not be one that I would be adding to my wallet anytime soon.
Well, Nick, anything else that people need to know about the Hawaiian Airlines loyalty program or credit cards or any other tips you've got to give before we got to...
You know, one final thing I'll mention, the intra-island flights, there are actually some programs that will partner with Hawaiian Airlines solely for those intra-island flights. United is one of them. So if you log into united.com, you may actually come across Hawaiian Airlines awards if you're trying to fly from, say, Oahu to Kahului, Maui. Generally speaking, though, that might look great and that, oh my gosh, 7,000 miles, that's such a low rate. Those flights are so inexpensive, I would strongly encourage you to not use miles for them. So that's just a little tip. You know, you have a lot of Southwest is now flying between the islands. Hawaiian Airlines offers and sometimes, you know, multiple flights per hour that are $49, $59, $69. Definitely something that you should pay for and then bank the miles to use for a future trip.
Awesome. Well, Nick, thanks for coming on Talking Points and educating us on Hawaiian Airlines loyalty program. I'm hopeful in 2020 that they juice up their program a little bit and kind of catch up to where some of the other loyalty programs are in terms of partners and online redemption of points. Come on, airlines. No one, especially millennials like me, want to pick up the phone and speak with someone and waste time in order to use our miles. So I hope we see some good changes from Hawaiian. But frankly, even if they don't, I'm still excited to hopefully fly on Hawaiian Airlines in 2020. It's been a while since I've been to Hawaii. Nick, when was the last time you went?
So let's see. I went back in 2016 with my daughter when she was a year and a half. And we're in Florida, so Hawaiian doesn't have flights here. We'd love to fly them the next time, though. You know, again, they have some great products, and I'd love to take them the next time we go there. Just would likely wind up paying for it rather than looking to redeem miles.
And favorite activity you did as a family in Hawaii?
It's got to be the little boat we took out that had the glass bottom where the diver would go down, pull up, you know, little pieces of coral and an octopus and have the octopus crawl across the window. Evie was just blown away by how
cool
that was. Yeah.
So what island were you on?
We were on Maui. We're staying at the Andaz Maui.
I've stayed there as well. Pretty good use of Hyatt points when they're not playing funny games with their inventory, right?
Yep. We paid for our stay for that exact reason.
Cool. Well, Nick, final question. I don't know if I've asked you, but are you a window or aisle seat guy?
Window all the way. My daughter and I actually fight for the window because she is an av geek just like her dad. So we enjoy plane spotting, which works great because my wife loves the aisle. So happy wife, happy life.
And happy boss. I'm smiling ear to ear thinking about the next generation of aviation geeks and how our very own are at the forefront of raising smart young women who love to travel. Nick, thanks for joining and safe travels.
Yep. Thanks so much, Brian. Thanks for having me.
That's it for this episode of Talking Points. I still really want to go to Hawaii, and I think I'm going to go and search for it now. But thanks again to our guest, Peter Ingram of Hawaiian Airlines, and TPG's very own Nick Ewan, and to the best podcast team in the biz, Margaret Kelly, Caroline Chagrin, and my amazing assistant, Christy Matsui. That's it for this episode. Safe travels.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.